Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me! How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one. Amen, amen, amen. We want it all back. We want it all back. We going into the enemy's camp and taking back what the enemy has taken from us. God bless you. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Donald Douglas, along with none other than my lovely co-host, none other than my partner, my friend, my love, my heart, none other than Minister, Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. We're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we thank God for you guys being here with us on this morning to share in this broadcast, to share in this adventure that we're getting ready to go on this morning into the Word of God. God bless you. God bless you. Listen, it is Man Up Monday. Let us go into effectual fervent prayer before we get started. Let us go into prayer. First, we give honor to God, and then we're going to go into our effectual fervent prayer on this morning. Gracious and eternal Master, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you and bless and magnify your holy and righteous name. Father, we thank you just for being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we are not able to do anything without you. Father, we thank you, God, for the activity of our limbs, God, being closed in our right mind. God, the ability, God, to move forward into this new year. God, 4 days into this new year, we thank you, oh God. God, for building us up and strengthening us, God, in our most weakened and most vulnerable places. But Lord, we know that all things are working together for the good of them who love the Lord, who are called according to your purpose. And we thank you for purpose having this perfect work in us, God, that we're able to stand in you, God, and know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. And we glorify and magnify your mighty and rich name. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray, amen and amen. Our scripture for this morning is Psalms 1. Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. That's Psalms 1, verses 1 through 2. Verses 1 and 2. God bless you guys so much. We want to make sure also we acknowledge those countries that are listening in and partnering in with us so much. We thank you so much. We glorify the God that's in you, that is having you to come and be a part of what God is doing on this morning. Again, we thank you so very much, and we want to let you guys know that we are consistently, constantly praying for you. We know that your battles are great. We know that your struggles are great, and we want to let you know that we are praying for you. We are consistently and constantly acknowledging the powers and the graces and the mercies that God has placed in your life, that you're able to come and be a part of this, and that you're able to do what you do. All of our missionary and pastors over in those other countries know that we're interceding and we're praying for you. We thank you for you not taking your hand off the plow to continue the work that God has started in you. He who has done a great work in you will complete it until his coming. And we know that he is able to do just that. Amen. So we want to make sure we acknowledge you. We have the United States, of course. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Jamaica. We have Kenya. We have South Africa. We have Germany, we have China, we have Hong Kong, and we have Bulgaria, and we have Russia. Thank you guys so very much again. As always, we are just grateful. We are just grateful. Amen. Listen, we have crossed over into a new year, and the PSA for today, our PSA for today, this is just a reminder. That's what it's called this morning. It's just a reminder. Just a reminder. Remind you that you are able to overcome anything that comes against you. We have crossed over into 2021. And ladies and gentlemen, A lot of us, we had some struggles. We had some trials, and we had some tribulations. We had some uptime, some downtime, and some in-between time. We had some times where we didn't understand why we were where we were. We had some places and things that we went through that we were not completely sure if God was going to bring us out. But watch this here. We came out on the other side. There are those of us that made it over, and the storm that you were in was not designed to kill you. I want to reassure you that the storm was not designed to kill you. That storm was designed to push you. That storm was designed to give you the strength and the power that you need to withstand and to stand in whatever it is that the enemy has slipped into your pathway. Know that he is nothing more than just, watch this here, the only word I can find to describe it, he's just one of them flukes that'll just come up and sneak up on your life. But watch this, don't underestimate your enemy now. Don't underestimate him just because he's a fluke, just because he got a win in on that last one, just because he got a win in on the one before, just because he got a win in on that last thing that you went through. Don't mean that he's the champion. Don't mean that he done won the whole fight. Because watch, don't mean he done won the whole game. Don't mean he done won the series. That don't mean that he done came in and he's not a world champion. No, he just got one in on you. But watch what God is able to do. God is able to bring you into the place where you need to be. Only thing you have to do is continue to trust in him and know that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Only thing you got to do is just trust in him, and he will, watch this, direct your path. If you put your trust in him, I can promise you, I can guarantee you, I can give you a signed guarantee that he will bring you out. Only thing you got to do is just keep your mind, your head, and your heart focused on what God says for you to do. You can walk into the blessed place. You can walk into your best place. You can walk into your overcoming place. You can walk into your place of deliverance. You can walk into your place of being set free. You can walk into your place of being whole. You can walk into your place of being complete. You can walk into your place of being whole, being the overcomer. God has already set some things in order. He has already placed some things in the pathway that you need to be in. Only thing you got to do is continue to walk in what he said you walk into. I know it's hard. Trust me and believe me and understand and know. I understand that it's hard. I know that the thing that you're going through, it's a place, watch this here, that sometimes is uncompromisable. It took everything out of you. Yeah, I know. That last thing that you was in, it took some life out of you. Watch this here. It took some breath out of you. I don't know if y'all ever had one of them situations to where you didn't been hit before, and it seemed like it just sucked all the air out of your mind, God, today. But watch what I'm learning, ladies and gentlemen. Watch what I'm learning. I'm learning that even in this, God has a plan for your life. Only thing you got to do is just look toward the hills which come at your help, and your help comes, watch this here, from the Lord. He will do for you. He will do for you what no man can do. He will do for you what this world is not willing to do. Amen? So listen, you just hang in there. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. God has a way of making a way of escape throughout all the things that you're going through. Just trust him and know that not only is he able, but he is well able to do just what he said he's going to do. Now, listen, don't give up in this fight. We just crossed over. I know some of y'all have experienced some things coming into the new year. We've been hearing things from so many people about how rough this year has started out. But can I be the bearer of good news? Can I be your strength on this morning? Can I be the word of wisdom? Can I be the word of power to you this morning? Can I be your word of hope? Can I be the word of hope? Don't give up in your fight. Amen. Don't give up in your fight. God has the final say. God has the final say. Don't give up in your fight. God has the final say. All right. God bless you. God bless you. Listen, we're going to go. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Into this building, you brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the same. So you tell me you've been to your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and all your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He has
the miracle to fix your need.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh,
you
then you
will
receive. About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken.
He has mended my
Get back up again.
This is the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Daniel Douglas. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have, we don't want to hold up the time anymore. We have on with us none other than the man of God, Reverend Darrell Strowman is on the line with us. He is here to bring the word of the Lord. We're not going to hold the man of God any longer. Pastor, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Listen, man, the floor is yours, man. We're going to go ahead on, and we're going to the ring because I'll stand, man, and let you bless the people.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for this opportunity this morning. Hello to everyone out there in the land. We are thankful to God for being here and being able to share this morning. And as I say to our church members and those that I love, because God is the greatest power, we shall not be defeated. So I'm grateful for this opportunity this morning. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all like I tell my people at church. I'm going to do you like Elizabeth Taylor told her last husband. I'm not going to keep you too long. Listen, to start off our Monday for this 2021, if those of you that know the scripture, this one scripture, one verse out of Psalms 46, verse 10, I promise you this will uplift your Monday. Uplift your Monday morning. Hopefully, it'll get you through the week until you get to some real word on Sunday. I'm going to just practice on y'all today. Psalms 46 and 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted among the heathen, and I will be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted among the heathen, and I will be exalted in the earth." Listen, for 2021, y'all, I know y'all had your New Year's word on yesterday and all of that. I bless the Lord for all the leaders that gave out their first Sunday word for the year. But I just want to piggyback on this and just tell you, hey, God got this. God's got this. Grass with a flower fades, word of God stands forever. There are some things that will scare you to death every now and then. You're going to have some scary situations, but listen, there was some hymn writers, Pastor Douglas in Houston, that wrote a song says emotions make you cry sometime. That group was called H-Town. They wrote a song said, but emotions will make you cry sometime. But the psalmist speaks about God in verse 1, but then in verse 10, watch this now, God speaks to me. Did you catch that? In verse 1, the psalmist talks about God, but in verse 10, God speaks to us. God will make himself known. Why? Number one, he'll say, be still. And then he says, and know. You ought not stress about what's going on around you because you got a God that still covers you. Lord have mercy. I think I'm getting my preacher stance on right about here. God says, I need you to learn how to be still. Because if nobody else knows, he knows we have that. Here's another one, Pastor D. He still knows that we have that knuck if you buck mentality. He knows we still know how to be hood and holy at the same time. That's why he has to let us learn how to pick our battles in order for us to know that he's got it. There's some fights you can't handle by yourself. I know y'all have made some cute affirmations. I know you'd have said a whole lot in the beginning of 2021. I know you'd have said it all and everything like that. You'd have said 2020 was trash, but now 2021 is going to be your treasure. But can I give y'all this disclaimer in this first Monday of 2021? Just two words, be still. Just be still. God says, I know you're independent. I know you got that Beyonce mentality, me, myself, and I. You're going to be your own best friend because you know you are a fixer. Lord, help me on a Monday. You know you're a fixer. You know you're good at putting your hands to it. It's not going to work right if you don't do it the way you need to do it. It's not going to go the way it needs to go if you don't put your hands to it. But by nature, you are a fixer. But God has to shake up some stuff, yes, Lord, in your life to know and remind you that's why I'm here. Because I'm a problem solver, and if I'm a problem solver, that means I'm a problem fixer. Good God. Yeah, I'm Jehovah Jireh. I'm a provider. Don't forget who you got on your team. That's all I'm trying to say, Pastor D and Lady D, on this worldwide radio station. All I'm trying to tell y'all is if he's been a provider before, Lord help. That means he's not going to stop being a provider. You got to know who you got on your team. The battle is not yours. Come here. It's the Lord's. God says, I've got it under control, and I got it all in his plan, and all he needs us to do is do one thing. Number one, stand back. Lord help. I'm a church kid, been a church kid all my life, and choir songs is the best. I think it's still the best music. Choir music is still the best thing around. I love the contemporary stuff. I love the stuff. But I need something that's going to make me remember how I grew up. And so the Cosmopolitan Church, the Cosmopolitan Choir with the late Dr. Charles Hayes wrote a song that says, step back and let God do it. I wish I had some Baptist kids that was woke early this morning. They wrote a song that says, step back and let God do it. You can't trust God and act like you don't know where to find it. I know I can't get no witnesses. I hope I just have one in the airways. You can't trust God and act like you don't know where to find him. Here, Psalms 90. I wish y'all had y'all Bibles and phones. Psalms 90, Pastor D, Lady D, says, the Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. I wish I had a Bible reader first, because he says, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. And all he had to remind us was, I've been here. So there's nothing in this world I don't know. Nothing is going to sneak up on me. Nothing is going to catch me by surprise. You can't say you believe God and be scared of the stuff that God himself allows. Okay, I'm not going to hurt. I'm not going to keep y'all all morning. See, the first thing he says, stand back. Then the second thing God says, sit up. Yes, Lord. Stand back, number one. And then secondly, sit up. Sit up. God says to us, get yourself back in position to receive, watch this, and not retreat. Yeah, what you say, stroll, rewind, press play, say it one more time. God says to us, get yourself back in position to receive and not retreat. Every battle that you go through is for your development and not your destruction. My God, watch this. Verse 10 told us to be still. But God references that with us also to stand still. Lord Jesus, be still and know, stand still and see. Say it again for the folks in the back of the car stuck in traffic. Be still and know, stand still and see. Because when you're doing too much, Pastor D, you won't allow God to do nothing. I heard you say it one more time. Okay, I will. Because when you are doing too much, you won't allow God to do nothing. Lord, help me. And so that's why he has to tell us, like Mama Noon used to say, be still. But then not only that, be still, but just sit up. You have to have yourself in position for God to do what he do. Because when you out of position, yes, Lord, God can't let you see his power. Yes, he's got all power. But when you're out of position, Lord, I wish that blessed somebody. You can't see God's power when you're out of position. God will let you get over the initial shock in the beginning of what you're dealing with and going through, but he won't let you stay stuck there if you say you trust him. He's going to fix it. And then I got to wake up somebody else. The late Brenda Waters wrote a song, says, I don't know how. God's going to do it. I feel better now. I feel my preaching Baptist voice now. He said, I don't know when he's going to fix it, but I only know God's going to make a way for me. And she said, victory. Yes, Lord, that's what you have to declare. And so not only did he say, Pastor, be still, but he said, be still and know. That and know part got me. Act like you know even when you don't know. That's what my late pastor used to tell us. Act like you know even when you don't know. Some point in your life, you got to trust God. Even, watch this part, even when you got trust issues. Woo, my God. Stroh, did you say that? Yes, I did. Some point in your life, you got to trust God even when you got trust issues. And what you mean by trust issues, Stroh? You already messing us up in 2021. I promise you, I'm a witness to it. I've been in the witness program about trust issues for a long time, because you got to be at a point in your life, Pastor D and Lady D, that you got to say, I don't know what you're doing, God. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm going to trust you. But you got to go back and pull them old songs. And I told you I was a Baptist kid. You got to pull them old songs my granddaddy used to sing. I trust in God. Wherever I may be, out on the land and out on the stormy sea, though billows roll, yes, Lord, early in the morning I feel it, though billows roll, he keeps my soul, my heavenly Father, he watches over me. But then they say, I will trust in the Lord until I die. And watch this. Here's the thing that you've got to know. If you don't get nothing else for 2021, you've got to know the enemy won't get the last word. That should have shouted somebody right there. Whether you stuck in traffic or you stuck at home, you ought to be able to get somewhere in your living room, bathroom, in the room, in the broom closet, in the pantry, in the washroom or whatever, and walk around your house or walk around your job. If you don't get, just make sure you don't get fired, and just tell yourself for 2021, the enemy won't get the last word. Last and finally, Pastor D, Lady D, the last thing you got to do, first thing you got to do, stand back. Second thing, sit up. And then here's the third thing. Huh, you got to do one thing, shout. You have some shout reasons. And what you say, you should be able to know that ain't the correct way to say that. Now, you should be able to say you have reasons to shout. Now, God says you have some shout reasons. You have some shout reasons. In trouble, he's already present. Sick, he's already present. Depressed, he's already present. Don't you see the shout reasons? Death, he's already present. Despair, he's already present. He'll not only get in there with you, but he'll beat you in it. Lord, help me. I'm getting happy all by myself. I feel that preacher chill. Nothing catches God by surprise. He'll go before you get there. That's verses 7 and 11, if you read it. That you don't mind reading your Bible. You don't know because you close your Bible, as my brother Jamarian Williams would say. You don't know it because you close your Bible. Verse 7 and verse 11 say the same thing. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Verse 11 says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. That word salah means that it's worth repeating. Yes, Lord. That verses 7 and 11 gives us opportunity to know that God can catch us and be with us when you don't think he's there. Because you've got to learn how to shout outside of church. God will make you shout about some stuff that he had to bring you, that he had to bring back to your memory, that you got to bring to your remembrance. Did you say what I said? Yeah, I said it. God will make you shout about some stuff that he had to bring back to your memory, that you got to bring to your remembrance. And my brothers and sisters, as I leave y'all, I told you, as Elizabeth Taylor told her last husband, wasn't going to keep you too long. God is shouting. God is showing you out for his glory. God is showing out for his glory. God is going to put you on display when your enemies thought you supposed to have been destroyed. I tell this story and I've gone. My favorite show, Pastor Douglas, is, again, I'm a 70s kid. So my favorite shows was Sanford and Son. And I love Good Times, but Sanford and Son is a preacher's situation. I give it to you for free. Sanford and Son is about a father who goes out and you know it, you have to remember the song. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, Sanford and Son. Yeah, it's about a father who has a newspaper. His name is Fred Sanford. He goes outside with a newspaper, looks up at the sun, wipes his brow, a burgundy cardigan sweater on with a white T-shirt and some dingy khaki pants. He has a newspaper. He sits in front of a sign that says Sanford and Sons. We buy commodities. We love and sell junk. But it's about a father who sends out his son, Lamont, yes, Lord, in a red truck. You catch the red truck. His son is going out looking for trash to bring back to the father, so where the father, Fred, can put his hands on it and shine it up of the stuff that's been beaten, battered, bruised, and broken. But when it gets into the father's hands, he can shine it up, put it back together, put it on display so somebody can buy it, that what was once trash is now treasure. You missed the whole thing. Fred Sanford is about church. Y'all missed it. You can find church on TV because Fred Sanford is about a father who sends out his son to look for trash that's been beaten, battered, bruised, and broken, and the son brings it back to the father, puts it in the father's hands so the father can take the stuff that's been beaten, battered, bruised, and broken and shine it back up, build it back up, put it back on display so somebody that don't even know no better that can buy something that used to be trash that now can be a treasure. Can I tell y'all, you can't be Baptist without clothes. And one Friday, a father sent his son to find some trash just like us that's been beaten, battered, bruised, and broken. And when he stretched out his arms, he brought us all together. Yes, Lord. And he hung his head and died. But can I tell y'all, just go and take it, that's not how the story is. 3 days later, yes, Lord, he rose again that we might be able to be the treasure to God that used to be trash to everybody else. Hey, 2021, y'all, God's got this. Don't you fret. That hymn writer wrote a song, said, be not dismayed, whatever be tied. God will take care of you. I'm gone, y'all. Thank you for the opportunity today. Let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. God bless you. May the Lord keep you. May his face shine upon you. Bless you.
Man, look. My God, today. Listen, those of you all that were under the sound of the man of God's voice, I don't know whatever condition, situation you may have been in, whatever you were dealing with, whatever kind of trial or tribulation that you may have stepped into 2021, be still and know that God is able. Man, I'm telling you, I was sitting up here, and I'm in the background. I'm screaming. My wife been here screaming. I'm sitting up here saying to myself, I say, if we got on this, if we unmute ourselves, there's going to be some problems up in here. I said, but I was like, God Almighty. I mean, the word today, those of you all who needed a real life-changing word crossing over into 2021, that was it right there. That was it right there. I just want to tell you, thank you, man of God, for walking in the obedience of the Lord, man, and speaking what the Lord had you to speak to us this morning. It was fire. It was a blessing to all of those who heard on this morning. Man, just to give you a little background about the broadcast, man, we are now in 14 countries. We're in 14 countries. Your voice traveled across the sea
It traveled across to 14 different countries today, Doc. You were heard in 14 different countries. And I'm telling you, that word that you spoke, man, shifted the life and the mind of thousands and thousands and thousands of people. I just want to let you know that. Man, I was so blessed by this word. The Lord had been dealing with me with a message that he want that I'm getting that when I get through putting it together, I'm gonna go ahead on and preach it. But it's called Pitch Your Tent and Have Church. The church was never intended to stay in one spot. We get that mentality and mindset set up to the point to where we think we need to be. No sir, no ma'am. The church, the original church traveled with the people. They had the tent and they would pitch the tent and they would have church. So God began to show me. He said, look, wherever you find yourself at, he says, learn how to pitch your tent and just have church. And everything will be all right. If you learn how to praise me in the good, the bad, the ugly, and the in-between, everything will be okay. If you learn how to pitch a tent and just go ahead on and get you a pew, get you a wall, get you a side of the world, the area where ain't nobody at, and just go ahead on and shout, everything going to be okay, man. I'm telling you, today was, Doc, I'm telling you, you sparked some power this morning. God bless you, man. Listen, tell the people how they can get in contact with you. And after that, we're going to go ahead on and we're going to, well, you know what? Let's pray for you first. And then we'll let you tell the people how they can get in contact with you. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this weapon of warfare, God, that you have sent to us this morning, God. God, that has come into, God, the situations and circumstances of those that were under the sound of his voice, oh God. God, and went into warfare. God, and not only defeated the enemy, but God gave the people of God their joy back, gave the people of God their peace back, gave the people of God their fight back. God gave the people of God their desire back. God, we thank you for using this mighty man of God, this mighty weapon of God, God, to come in and shake the very foothold of the enemy. God, he went into the enemy's camp, God, and not only did he instruct them on how to get their joy back, but Lord, it showed them how to keep their joy. God, we thank you, oh God, God, for everything that this man of God is pouring out. Father, we pray today. We pray today, God, that you would just open up this vessel, God, and refill it again, God. God, as he has poured out. Now we speak to every demon and devil, because we know you in the room, that's going to try to attempt to come against him with the backlash. You got your mouth wide open. You're getting ready to say something, but we got a gag order on you already. We didn't put a gall in your mouth. We didn't stop you from talking. Everything that you got, everything that you could have said, everything that you would have said, everything that you wanted to say, everything that you fixed your little feeble mind to think in to come up with, we curse it to the root right now, and we speak life now over the man of God. We speak life to everything that's connected to him. I don't care what the situation says. Hey, God, I feel you this morning. I don't care what the situation says. We know that all things are working for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to us, to your purpose. The purpose of the man of God has already been established. God, we're thanking for him walking in it right now. God, we're thanking for my God today, for every place that his foot tread, God. God, that he's already conquered. God, we're thanking for every sin, God, that he speaks, God, it shall come to pass. God, we thank you for the mind of the man of God. My God, the ability to go into the scripture, God, and break the scriptures down, God. God, that even that the youngest of the young can understand what he was saying. God, we thank you, oh God. God, for that finite word that's inside of him, that fire, God, that's down on it inside of him, that he goes in, God. God, and desires and thirsts after your word and pull from your word. God, that he is able to stand strong and that you have given to him, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for every way being made, every situation and circumstance being turned, God, and is working for his good. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, we pray. And Father, we call those things done in Jesus' name, and it is so. And it is so. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, Pastor, let the people know. Hey, God,
trying to let this thing go. Man, let the people know how they can get in contact with you, Don.
Douglas, don't start nothing. I get, you know, I'm not shame. I shout, so you can't do all that.
Listen, me and you both, we'll be on here together, Doc. I tell people all the time. I say, if when God shifts, I'm just crazy enough to shift with him. When God starts moving, it don't even matter. I already told him. I said, y'all might not get a message. Y'all might just get some prophecy. Y'all might just get some divine instruction from on high. We never know what direction God goes. Man, we don't believe in shutting it down. If God is moving, I'm telling you, God will shift, man. God will shift. Whew, Jesus, listen. Listen, let the people know how to get in contact with you, Doc.
I'll definitely do that. You can reach me by email. My wife, who is my secretary, there, all of that stuff. She is on a call for work, and I can give you my email address if you want to reach out to us. Is Reverend Darryl Stroman at gmail.com. I know that much. Darryl D. Stroman Ministries, you can find us on Facebook with that. We have a wow, Douglas, you messed me up. Can't get my words together. we have a lit Tuesday night Bible study that the Lord placed on us all ever since last year. We changed it from Wednesdays to Tuesdays. You can find us on Facebook Live and YouTube Live on Tuesdays, Lit Tuesdays at 7:30 on Tuesday. Living in the Word Tuesdays, living in your truth Tuesdays. So we're there on Facebook as well as on YouTube with the permission of Pastor. And Pastor Douglas is my brother and my friend now. I don't want no problems. He told me to put my call my Cash App out to you all to be a blessing. And my thing is, in any way you want to bless, you are able to do so. That Cash App is $DDS Ministries, which is Darryl D. Stroman Ministries. Those of you that want to be a blessing, God bless you. If the word just blessed you, that's a blessing. But those that want to be a blessing to the ministry or blessing to me, you're able to do that with DDS Ministries. That's the Cash App. You're able to do that. Whatever God places on your heart, I just want my main thing, and I'm through. My daily prayer is God allows me to be his mouthpiece and his instrument. I just want to be a mouthpiece and instrument. And this has truly blessed me this morning to know if I never get an opportunity again, God has given me an opportunity to be able to be heard in 14 different countries. You don't know what that has done for me today. And I want to say thank you to all of you that have listened to everywhere across this world. Thank you, Pastor Douglas, for us being connected and to even have this opportunity. God bless you and your wife and your ministry. And God says the same. We'll get a chance to be able to meet and link up. And hopefully I get a chance to practice one more time and get it right.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor. How are you?
I'm great.
Good morning. I just want to be obedient. When the Lord moves, we do not do anything but stay in position and stay in place. Whatever you just applied for, you have been approved. I don't know what it was. All I seen was approved. And I just want to be obedient because what my saying is, see what happened was, I was sitting here minding my own self business. And I kept getting tapped on. But one thing I am going to do what thus said the Lord. He said, whatever you just applied for, it's been approved. Don't worry. Don't struggle. He going to take care of everything like he always have.
And I receive it. Hallelujah. Don't y'all do this to me early in the morning. See, I almost hung up on y'all. See, that's okay. I'm going to be nice. I do that to my friends and my brothers and stuff. I'm not going to hang up on y'all.
Mm-hmm. Listen, now, I'm telling you, man, it's one of those places and one of those things I tell people all the time. I said, man, I said, when we,
when you just obedient and just release and just let God move, everything else will fall into place. All that other stuff we try to implement. We frustrate the plan of God when we do that kind of stuff. So God has a way of just going in on and just doing his own thing. And then a lot of times God will go on without us and we don't even realize he left the room. So I've learned to sit back and let him talk. And if I sit back and let him talk, everything else will work out. I'm straight with that. But man, listen, you will be back.
Indeed.
Again, you'll be back. Yes, sir. You have officially sealed a spot here with our Gospel Connection.
Oh, wow.
You have sealed a spot. We're getting ready to on our Man Up Monday. We're getting ready to do some things, and I'm gonna be connecting with you because I got some stuff that I want to talk to you about. So, hold on for a second. Here she goes. Listen, we're going to do a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back here listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Stay on the line, Dad, Pastor.
Absolutely.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good. Y'all raise it with the emotion.
Provide the spirit.
till the dry bones respond, I gotta run over. So cancer responds, I gotta run over. So my family responds, I gotta run over. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. Come on. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run. Oh, I wanna run. Oh,
I hire. Forgive our forefathers for what they did.
Forgive our forefathers.
Breaking the commandments.
Yeah.
Breaking the law.
Father, I'm sorry for ever leaving your side. Forgive our forefathers for what they did. Say we broke all of your commandments. We played the harlot. We did it so wrong, so wrong. We committed adultery. And for doing it, say we fell as a nation. Say we broke your law while you was on suffering and being patient. Father, I'm sorry. I'm speaking for Israel. Forgive our forefathers for what they did. Father, I'm sorry. We never meant to hurt you, hurt you. We never meant it.
We never meant it.
But Father, I don't blame you for kicking us out of our land. It's sending us through tribulation. We really deserved it.
Captivity in Babylon.
Father, we apologize. We apologize. We just wanna come back home, and make it right this time.
Worship another religion.
Yeah.
Follow another religion.
Yeah. Bring us back home. Bring us back home.
We'll never do it again.
Higher.
We need it to ourselves.
Please hear my prayer.
Seem to get you in so many
ways, right now. Father, we love you.
Forgive us, Father.
Father, we love you.
I think you'd be gone too long.
We never meant to do you wrong.
We sent your son and we killed him.
We broke all
forgive
of your commandments. Father,
I'm
sorry. Father, I'm sorry for Israel. Forgive our fathers for what they did. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up.
But we couldn't stay there, and God us, saying that
we fall down,
over
but
mind.
We get up,
we get back
we
up,
we fall down,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we get up,
back up,
we fall down,
oh my,
but
my,
we
my,
get
we get back up again, yeah.
For us.
Oh, yes, we are. But we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of you. Oh,
we
stay now. But we get back up again.
We fall down
sometimes. But we get back up again. Yes, we do that. Rise back up again.
For us.
God bless you. God bless you. Welcome back. Welcome back. God bless you. God bless you. My word today. My word today. My word today. God bless you. Listen, powerful message from Pastor Darrell Strowman. I'm telling you, this was a phenomenal message. If you, those of you all who are just joining on and listening in, go to the archives and listen to this message. I'm telling you, it will bless your life. I promise you, it'll bless your life. It's powerful, powerful, powerful message, powerful message. Listen, let us go into our overcomer scripture and our overcomer prayer on this morning. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10 and 9. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. The opportunity is extended to you this morning to give your life to Christ, to give your life to Christ. Very, very simple, simple thing, but a complex thing at the same time, because we have to really look into where we are right now. You know, there's a lot of things that we struggle with as individuals, and I'm just going to be honest with you, it's a struggle as an individual. We go through the storms of life. We go through the thorn storms and the thorns and the thickles of life. We go through those things, and we have those issues and circumstances that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. And these situations and circumstances sometimes, they will take us for that loop. They will push us into a whirlwind sometime. But can I be the bearer of good news for you? God has a way of making an escape for you. There's a door that's open today for you to come out of the place that you are being held captive in your mind, spiritually, in your mind, in your heart, in your walk, in your relationship with others. God says, I have a way of escape. I'm giving to you an extension of myself to come into a right relationship with me. And it's not that complicated, ladies and gentlemen. It's not that complicated. Only thing you do is you just surrender yourself unto him. And watch this here. When you surrender yourself to God, God will make all those things come together. He will make everything come together. He will unfold those things right before your eyes and let you be able to walk into the place to where you need to walk in. He will give you strength, health, and he will give you the ability to withstand and to stand in the thing that the enemy saw. Watch this here. That was going to keep you captive. Only thing you have to surrender. Only thing you have to do tonight, this morning, is surrender. You're walking in your night season right now. I promise you. I promise you. When you surrender, everything will work out. Everything will work out for your good. Everything will work out for your good. So come on. Allow me to speak life to you right now. Allow me to speak life to you right now. Just surrender your hearts. Surrender your minds to the Lord on this morning. Just give me a moment. Give me a moment as we speak to the Lord. Gracious and eternal Father, we come with those, God, that are under the sound of our voices on this morning.
Father, our prayer is that you would move by your power and by your strength. God, be mighty and strong and mighty in their lives even now. God, work, God, a miracle. God, work a deliverance. Work a mind-regulating, mind-consuming situation. Change this thing to work for their good. God, let them know that even in the midst of this, that you are not only just God, but you are God all by yourself. Father, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Only thing we have to do is just surrender to you on today. So, Father, today, our prayer today, God, is that you release their strength, release them from their struggle, and allow them to walk into the new. God, we declare the scripture over their life now. We declare this scripture over their life, that they confess with their mouth and they believe in their hearts that Jesus died and that he was raised from the dead and they are now saved. We declare that over them, God. As they walk into their new relationship in Christ, God, we give your name the glory. We give your name the honor. We give your name dominion and we give your name power. We receive, God, this great shifting in their lives right now, God, that we pray that they receive it right now. They walk into full recovery. God, they walk into a full mindset of what they have, God, established in their lives even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for it being made well. Father, we pray for those that, God, that are across this country, all of the doctors and nurses, God, that's battling the COVID, God, all of the pastors and preachers, God, that is preaching this gospel, Lord God. God, we pray for every evangelist, every minister, every apostle, every deacon, God, every missionary that's preaching this gospel across this country. God, we pray, God, for every prophet. God, we pray for them now. God, we lift them up to you. God, we say strengthen their hearts and their minds. God, give them the ability to stand and withstand in this storm. God, let them know that even in this, God, you are God, and you are God all by yourself. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, those three keys for those of you all, we want to give you three keys for those of you all who have crossed over. The first thing that we want you to know that this in this new walk in Christ, we want you to know, first off, we want you to get you a really good Bible. Get your Bible because that word is what's going to anchor your life. Get you that word. That word will anchor your life. Get you a really good Bible. The second thing is get into a good Bible-based church. Get into a good Bible-based church. Listen, there are viral churches going on. 2020 has rolled around. We don't know what the – I'm sorry, 2021 has rolled around. We don't know exactly what the status of church is going to be as of yet. But listen, go and get you a good viral church. Get you a good viral church. And once you get a good viral church, let me help you real quick. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. Listen, get you somebody who is walking after the word of God. Someone who life and the word that they're preaching, it lines up with what you see. Make sure that you connect with those people of God that have the heart of God and have the mindset of God. Amen. Look for that. And the third thing is once you get there, make sure that person gets you into a good church, get you a good pastor, and make sure that that word is being preached is the word of God. Amen. Amen. Now, those are our three keys. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, those of you all who are looking for a church, remember the Abba House International is open. We are open. We are open. Viral church service. We're having viral church service. We would love to have you join us virally on our church service. Just go to the Abba House page and connect with us there on the Abba House. We were glad to have you guys be a part of the Abba House International. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Corey Gifted Gift Bath Bombs. Listen, those of you all who are looking for a Calgon take you away moment, that bathtub will melt all of your troubles away. Corey Gifted Gift Bath Bombs is the best thing that you could get for a relaxing bath. The Facebook and the Instagram feeds are going crazy behind them. You guys, I'm telling you, great product. Please, please, please be be a patron of Lady Douglas's business. Lady Douglas's business. She can be reached at CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. That's CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. You also can call her or text her on 832-816-7997. That's 832-816-7997. You can get in contact with her. Those of y'all who have some late gifts that you want to give or just want to give, be a blessing to give a gift to your loved ones or your wife or your daughters, this will be the perfect gift. I'm telling you, they'll thank you for it. Amen. Those of you all who would like to sow this morning into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, please feel free to go to $WGC2020. That's $WGC2020. Those of you all who are looking would like to be like to have a sowing opportunity this morning, please make sure you go to your Cash App. That's $WGC2020. And we look forward to you guys being a part of tomorrow's broadcast, our Testimony Tuesday broadcast. We look forward to you guys being a part of that. We would love to have you on board just to share your testimony with us on tomorrow. And we look forward to you being a part of it. God bless you guys. You guys have a fantastic day. And we look forward to you guys joining us again on tomorrow. And we hope that all things are working together for your good. Amen.
name.